This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Labor unrest in Los Angeles. 11,000 city workers off the job.
What do we want? When do we want it? Yeah.
The LA city workers strike will last only one day, but will cause some pain. Residential trash will sit on the curbs. LAX parking shuttles won't be shuttling anyone. Some pool and park programs could be canceled.
KCBS-TV's Lori Perez in LA. Change at the top today for the Ron DeSantis presidential campaign. A new campaign manager has been brought in. The shakeup is the third in a month. Meantime, Mike Pence says he's qualified for the first GOP debate later on this month. Political scientist Larry Sabato.
It will be interesting if Trump and Pence appear on the same stage together. Pence is tired of being criticized for doing the right thing, and he plans to openly critique what Donald Trump did. He's also not supporting Trump's excuses to the courts as to why he attempted to overturn the election of 2020.
CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is in Ohio, where voters are having their say today.
Under current law, changing the Ohio Constitution requires support from a simple majority, 50% plus one. But the Republican-led legislature set up an August special election to raise that threshold to 60%, all with the issue of abortion in mind.
A constitutional measure about abortion access is on the fall ballot in Ohio. Correspondent Jim Krasula tells us Alabama authorities are looking at video evidence, hoping it leads to arrests.
Several arrest warrants have been issued related to a fight along the riverfront in Montgomery, Alabama, that quickly escalated. Videos show a group of white people attacking a black dock worker after he asked them to move their pontoon boat. Several of the man's co-workers came to his defense.
A new study of more than 50,000 women suggests breast cancer overdiagnosis is common among patients 70 and older. CBS's Jared Hill.
Researchers at Yale University found in many cases the newly discovered cancer would not have caused any symptoms during the patient's lifetime, while it could lead to unnecessary anxiety and financial hardships.
Moody's has downgraded the ratings for 10 mid-sized banks. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Moody's noted that the risks of many of these banks is not just about higher interest rates, which makes their business less profitable, but also the potential of a U.S. recession, which Moody's believe will happen in early 2024.
And on Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 275 points. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Finding great
candidates. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. This week, a Chippewa County judge will decide whether the lone suspect in last year's murder of 10-year-old Lily Peters will be tried as an adult or if the case will move to juvenile court. A 15-year-old boy is charged with killing Peters and leaving her body in the woods near her home in Chippewa Falls on April 24, 2022. He's being charged with homicide and two counts of sexual assault. If he's tried as an adult and convicted of homicide, he would have to serve a mandatory life sentence. Judge Stephen Gibbs ruled that autopsy photos and videos would be sealed and would address other evidence as the hearings continued this week. Hearings will continue this morning after four witnesses took the stand yesterday. A ruling on where the case will be tried won't happen until at least tomorrow, the earliest day that some of the witnesses will be able to appear in court. And the National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says that today will be hot, highs in the mid to upper 80s, but rain chances are on the way tomorrow and the rest of the week. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap. This is 93.5, The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, engineer, the wonderful, the fabulous, the effervescent, Mr. Aaron Zommers over on the board. It is a Tuesday, August 8th, 2023. Welcome into a Tuesday, Mr. Zommers. My voice still not quite back.
But you sound better than yesterday.
Do
and
I?
You know what? I would say... A tip to all of you out there, all of you listening, yes. Wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, and think about how you can be effervescent today.
Well, I think you're bubbly, bubbly, full of energy. I think that's effervescent. That's fantastic. Yeah, apologies. I'm still out of voice after coming down with something this week. And I tested again this morning for COVID just because I don't want to be spreading that to my colleagues. And still negative. I've had COVID once last year. It does not feel the same. My voice, my throat isn't sore. I'm just hoarse. And I got like this drainage. My head is all clogged up. So I apologize to you, the listener and the viewers, whether you're joining us over the air, on the app, or on the video stream on Facebook, Twitter, and now YouTube as well. I will try to watch the voice. I've got my lemon and honey here in the cup. Sip on that. Speaking of that, I want to start off the show. And by the way, we're going to get to breaking news here in a minute from the U.S. Supreme Court. Justice Roberts and I believe Amy Coney Barrett have gone with the liberals and stopped the proliferation of ghost guns, at least for a short time. We're going to get to that in a second.
Ghost guns?
Ghost guns. You know what those are?
I have no idea. I guess I'm about to learn.
You're about to learn. But here's what I want to get off my chest. So I come in today, and Mr. Zommers and I were going to sit down and do some editing for something. And I said, well, let's walk down. I needed to go to the bank for a minute and get some more medication, some Mucinex and that sort of thing. I said, why don't you walk with me? I'll get us a drink. We'll talk about what we're going to do on the show. So we do that. And if you're familiar with the State Street area of Madison at the end on Campus Mall, one of the cool things is all the proliferation of food carts. Wonderful food carts. And I said, you know what? When I used to work at the state capitol, there was a food cart and it was called I'm Here. I'm Here, which I think is a wonderful name because wherever you are, you're there. So I'm Here. It doesn't matter where you are. You're here. So I'm Here, run by a wonderful woman. And she always, you'd walk up, she had a smile on her face and she'd say, hi, can I help you? And I said, this is one of the best lemonades I ever got. So I didn't know it was a different person. And I was leery, but I said, oh, this one looks like it said smoothies on it. So let's try it out. And so I said, let's order us a couple of lemonades, fresh squeezed lemonade. That's what it was advertised as, right? And so I ordered them. I said, well, just give me the medium. And so she says, okay, that'll be $14. I thought, holy smokes. Last time I had a lemonade from a food cart in Madison, it was like $3.50. You know, I mean, $7 a piece. I'm like, well, all right, fine. I'm too polite to say
right.
No thanks.
Same here.
Yeah. So I said, fine. Well, we waited, what, a good 10 minutes for these lemonades. I don't think it was real squeezed lemonade. I don't
think so either.
I mean, it has here. I'm holding it up. I'm holding up the glass for those watching the video. I mean, there's one slice of lemon, but to Mr. Zahmer's point, there's no, and I don't like a lot of pulp anyway, but there was like zero. It tasted to me like Crystal Light with a squeeze of lemon in it.
Yeah, it left something to be desired.
$7 for a lemonade now on State Street. So I don't know. I'll bring it. And I brought my own lemons to do my lemon and honey, but.
Oh, and another note, you mentioned it said smoothies on the side of the truck, yeah. But we looked at the menu and did not see any options for smoothies, no. Which was confusing.
Very confusing. So anyway, that was Mr. Zahmer's and I morning this morning, but hopefully your day is going a little bit better than ours today. Here's what's breaking news on the news wires at this hour. The U.S. Supreme Court has paused a lower court decision that invalidated the Biden administration's efforts to regulate it, so-called ghost guns, allowing enforcement of restrictions while legal proceedings continue. What that means in English is that there is a case going on right now challenging a Biden administration effort to stop ghost guns. And we're going to come back and talk about it at greater length. And the question for you that we want to hear from you, should ghost guns be banned in America or at least have to be registered? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And to Mr. Zahmer's point, what the heck is a ghost gun? Contrary to popular belief, it is not used by Bill Murray in Ghostbusters. What they are basically homemade guns. And they're mostly made out of plastic. Some people use them use a 3D printer.
I was just going to say, it must be the 3D printed ones.
Right, and then print those. Sometimes they come in what's called a kit, and you assemble them. They're small, usually, like a handgun. Sometimes not very powerful. Sometimes they can be. Sometimes they don't shoot a long distance, but deadly nonetheless. And they have proliferated because it makes people who aren't eligible to buy a gun, you can basically get it, you know, through Amazon and make your own. And so the Supreme Court, John Roberts and I believe Amy Coney Barrett have joined with the liberals on the U.S. Supreme Court. Should these ghost guns be banned? 844-967-2789. Back with more on that and many other subjects. John Roach in hour number two. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Lovell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned, or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at sounditouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. When news breaks, who are you going to call? Civic Media, that's who, on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is quarter past the hour of 1 o'clock. Nice job, Mr. Zommers, on the board. Asking you this hour, should ghost guns be banned? What do you say, Toddy, what's a ghost gun? Great story on CBS News. Ghost guns are unregistered and untraceable homemade weapons that can be made with a 3D printer or assembled from a kit. According to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, such weapons are contributing to the rise in gun violence. Weapons can be produced for less than $200. So they make these things for $200. Although officials have put the average price of a ghost gun at around $500. And I was wrong before the break, Mr. Zommers. I thought this was limited to more handguns, but I was wrong. Countless websites offer kits for everything from handguns to AR-15s and AK-47s. That has been all the way back since 2018. There's also a kit similar to a Glock 9mm with no background check or waiting period. Current law requires firearm manufacturers to include serial numbers on weapons, but does not regulate most parts, making these types of assembled guns hard for authorities to trace. Also, buyers of kits are not required to undergo background checks the way that gun purchases are, which authorities say allows people to skirt laws aimed at blocking certain gun purchases. So here's my bugaboo. You got a lot of Republicans out there that say, yeah, I'm all for red flag laws. I'm all for background checks. But yet they don't want to regulate these ghost guns. And it's an end run around, you see. It allows people who have no business having a firearm. People with, you know, criminal records. People have been banned from having a gun for things they have done. And it allows them to skirt it. What do you think? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on the subject, because I think that they I think either these ghost guns have to fall under regulation and have to have serial numbers, and you have to have the same background check, or basically go through a centralized area. And if it's not possible to do that, or if manufacturers are unwilling, then just ban the things. Get rid of them, because it's a danger. And again, I am not someone who believes we should ban all firearms. I'm a believer in the Second Amendment with certain regulations. I don't think that people should have AR-15s. You know, if you have to use an AR-15 to hunt, you're not a very good shot. All right? That's my opinion. But what say you? Because the Supreme Court today, on a 5-4 ruling, Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett joined with three liberals to freeze a lower court's ruling. So basically, it puts this kind of restriction on ghost guns until September, when the full case goes to the court. Let's go to Bill in Oconomowoc on the phone lines. Bill, thanks for holding. What say you?
As a gun owner and advocate of guns, I believe in guns to this point. Concealed carry, the wheels have come off the bus way too much. They don't even want to be qualified They don't want permits. They don't want training. I asked him, one of the concealed carry chief instructors in Wisconsin, how do you guys teach a firefight? He said, we're not firefighters, or she said. I thought, oh, my God, they don't even know what I'm talking about. Yet they want guns on this. I mean, come right. on. We don't fight fires. I didn't talk about fire. I right. talked about a firefight with guns. These people are addicted to the money that the NRA gives them, like Ron Johnson, Scott Walker. They all got big checks from the NRA. Well, of course they're going to tell their constituency to flood the country with guns. But what gets me about the Democrats, why don't the Democrats say, well, you've got all the guns you know what to do with, including covering the fetuses and the unborn. Mm. That's how many guns we have.
Sure.
But yet you do nothing when you hear about all the murders, the holdup, and the crime going through the roof. It's connected. And the math equation is this: more guns, more killing.
Bill, I'm
and they deny it up and down.
I'm super interested. You said that you're a gun owner, as am I. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah, and I'm all for hunting. I think it's a great Wisconsin tradition. I own a 30-06, a couple of 22s, a 12-gauge shotgun. I go bird hunting, but I'm with you. I think people should have the right to own a firearm, but this kind of stuff having these ghost guns out there with no trace and allowing people to...
I'll tell you how crazy... can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll tell you how crazy it is. It takes us 2 weeks to get hunter safety to kill a deer. It takes us zero to kill a person.
That is a great point. And I sat through... I don't have a concealed carry permit. I was working in the state Senate when this was passed, and I sat through... of a concealed carry class. And they, at the time, I think you're right, it's gone completely haywire. Because at the time, back in 2005, 2006, they went at great lengths to say, look, this is a responsibility. Because if you, even if you're in the right, and you exercise using your weapon, even in the right, number one, expect to get arrested. Number two, expect to at least go to jail for a short time until things get sorted out. And this does not absolve you from potentially being liable in a civil case. So they went out of their way to say, this is basically a last-ditch resort, and now it seems like people want to use it like the Old West.
Well, my dad, who was ex-military, he was a captain in the Army during World War II, he said he was totally against this.
Yeah.
He said even in the military, your sidearms have to be checked on base when you go off base.
Right.
Even in the military. Now, these people are trained.
Right.
They're trained to handle firearms. We, because of this political ridiculousness of the Republicans, we have a right from the First Amendment, but with rights come responsibility. Mm-hmm. We have a right to drive a car, but it enhances responsibility. We have a right to own a gun in Wisconsin, but we don't need to accept the responsibility. That doesn't make sense.
Totally agree, Bill.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate you. Bill in Oconomowoc, thank you for the call. If you'd like to join Bill on the air, we'd love to have you. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. You can also reach us via text. Simply download the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. There's a button there to text us and to call as well. We'd love to hear from you either way. I love that call, Mr. Zombers. I think Bill is absolutely right about that.
I completely agree with Bill. I do want to bring up, just to further the discussion, a little bit of a devil's advocate point here.
Sure.
That being able to build your own stuff is cool. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm somebody who I've built my own computers since like middle school or whatever. Now, that's probably easier than assembling a gun, but whatever.
I'm going to let you grab the phone real quick, and I'll let you finish that thought. 1 second. Mr. Zomer's going to get the phone. I agree with we'll finish up with his call, or Mr. Zomer's thought, but I agree with Bill about this personal responsibility. Well, you know, I was Republican for 25 years until I left the party in 2011, and one thing the Republicans always used to preach was personal responsibility, and it seems like they've forgotten that part of traditional Republicanism, Mr. Zomers.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that while that is the case, that it's cool to build your own stuff, there needs to be restrictions around it. Like if you're buying a kit, it should be serialized on the barrel or whatever, and right. you should need a background check. However, how do you legislate that? Like if somebody buys a 3D printer
yeah.
and they just do it at their own house, how can you stop them? And if you take any – like if you add mandatory software on all 3D printers that scans to see if the file is a gun, people yeah. just change their files and make it look different. Okay. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of a way to stop people doing it in their home. You well, can easily you can easily regulate the kits, but I just don't know how you can stop people from doing it at their home.
Well, this measure from ATF, which took effect in August of 2022, updated the rules regarding the definition of, quote unquote, a firearm under the Gun Control Act to address the proliferation of ghost guns, which, of course, as we said, are untraceable. And the rule defined firearm to include ghost gun kits and clarified the definition of frames or receivers, which are also sold in kits. Should these ghost guns either be regulated or banned? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go down to Milwaukee in southeast Wisconsin, pardon me. Ron, down in Milwaukee, we appreciate you listening. What say you?
Hi. Hey, totally agree. Ghost weapons should be banned. We should have much closer checks on unlicensed or under-regulated arms dealers that sell gun parts and resell guns at straw sales and all the rest.
Mm-hmm.
I would just want to add something here, which is not only are Republicans sort of hyperactive on the subject of the Second Amendment, what it means. I now see with gun control, but also a whole range of social and political issues, that the First Amendment is coming into play as a backdrop. So instead of its plain meaning again and its plain intent, what it's their get out of jail free card, which is I'm expressing my freedom of expression, and that should be absolute 100%. So for example, you get Trump's lawyers saying, well, he's you can't put him in jail for giving away secret, you know, secret documents and all of that, because that's an expression of his free speech rights. And the same when he's in court. I think I've heard of cases involving guns, whether it was a shooting or a, just an issue of ownership, that somebody's picked up with a gun that they don't, they're not supposed to have.
Sure.
And I think I've heard of people making the claim in court that, but I have a First Amendment right as well.
What? Let me ask you this, Ron. Are you a gun owner? Or are you a hunter?
Well, I have owned guns.
Sure.
I was trained as a child up in northern Wisconsin on how to use a gun properly and how to hunt. I was a Boy Scout and all that.
Yeah.
But I don't keep one in the house because sure. I'm an urban person. Secondly, I just don't think most of us need one. Right. And if you want to have one, that's fine. But you better be prepared to be carefully licensed, just like as if you owned a car, and get checked from time to time on your ability to use the gun properly. Just like you need a driver's test every few years to make sure that you can operate the device.
Sure.
And secondly, you should be ready to go through fairly rigorous background checks. And then if you live in a community that's in its wisdom says, we're not having personal gun ownership in this community except for hunting guns.
Right.
You know, and you have to have a license for that. I think that's fine, you know, right. because
well, here's
why else should you...
You know, here's what I find so interesting, Ron, is that I think it's a reasonable position. And I think that most people, even if you own guns, nobody's looking to ban all guns. This is a reasonable protection for the getting rid of these ghost guns. I really appreciate your input, Ron. Ron down in Milwaukee, thank you so very much. Really appreciate the calls. Don't go anywhere. More after this. Stay with us. This is the Todd Allball Show. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. More than 11,000 city workers, from garbage collectors to traffic cops, have walked off the job now in Los Angeles. KCBS TV reporter Kara Finster.
They are
are saying they have been overworked, they are being underpaid, and they are looking for the city also to try and recruit more workers, more support staff for them.
It is their first strike in decades. Ohio's holding a special election that could increase the votes needed to pass amendments in November, including one on abortion. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
This is really the latest front in this battle over what abortion laws will look like in the country. It's really a patchwork.
More than $1.5 billion now up for grabs tonight in the Mega Millions.
Of course, I would help my kids. That's the number one. And then try to invest it, save it, you know, the typical things.
Good idea. It is the third largest jackpot now in U.S. history. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. This week, a Chippewa County judge will decide whether the lone suspect in last year's murder of 10-year-old Lily Peters will be tried as an adult or if the case will move to juvenile court. A 15-year-old boy is charged with killing Peters and leaving her body in the woods near her home in Chippewa Falls on April 24, 2022. He's being charged with homicide and two counts of sexual assault. If he's tried as an adult and convicted of homicide, he would have to serve a mandatory life sentence. Judge Stephen Gibbs ruled that autopsy photos and videos would be sealed and would address other evidence as the hearings continued this week. Hearings will continue this morning after four witnesses took the stand yesterday. A ruling on where the case will be tried won't happen until at least tomorrow, the earliest day that some of the witnesses will be able to appear in court. And the National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says that today will be hot, highs in the mid to upper 80s, but rain chances are on the way tomorrow and the rest of the week. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Bobby, did we get that shipment of mesquite?
Jim's woodworking shop worked fine. Good fit on those Japanese corners. Until half his staff retired.
Wow, those cuts are neat. I'm really going to miss your precision.
He needs four skilled woodworker bees ASAP.
All right, this jigsaw needs a new blade.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin? The great state of Wisconsin State Fair.
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular August 3rd through the 13th.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is now 1:33 on a Tuesday afternoon, August 8th. Glad to have you along. Apologize again for the raspy voice. Sounds like I was out in the street smoking a pack of cigarettes before I came in, right?
I don't think you were, at least.
No, I can't do the cigarettes. I used to occasionally do a cigar, and I guess I still would under the right circumstances, but no. My granddad died of lung cancer and was a chain smoker for years, and that doesn't. That you hear the cough in the morning and all that, and
yeah.
that kind of cures you.
Definitely.
For wanting to be a smoker. But no, I have not been smoking cigarettes. Just this darn sinus stuff or allergies or something. I don't know. And it's not COVID. I can report to you. I've tested. So I apologize. We'll continue on and carry on. I appreciate you all for listening across the state of Wisconsin. I want to pick up on something that came out last week. And this is kind of today. I thought we'd do a couple of things that Todd didn't think got enough airplay while I was gone for a couple of days last week. And the first one involves our old friend, as I say that sarcastically, good old Derek Van Orten, Congressman of the 3rd District, Derek Van Orten. And you might remember that a couple of weeks ago, he got himself into some hot water. And it's very important to remember that Van Orten has not disavowed this claim. Either one, actually. That last week, he claims to have had about 50 or so constituents in his office. His office door was open for a while, and people took snapshots into the office on a table of several, I would say 8-9 bottles of liquor and booze and wine. And then he took these people on a tour late night of the Capitol, as members of the House of Representatives are able to do. And they were going through the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. And the U.S. Senate was in session at the time. And so these pages, these are high school teenagers who are nominated by their U.S. senator to go to Washington for a few weeks and be a page. It's a great, cool thing. These are high school kids. And it was their next to last day in the Capitol. And then they were going to go home to the respective states. And so as a remembrance, they were in the rotunda taking photos of the rotunda before they left Washington. And apparently at least a couple, three of them were lying on their back, as happens at the state Capitol all the time. And they're lying on their back because they wanted to take a shot straight up into the dome of the rotunda, which is a beautiful, beautiful sight. Happens all the time. People do this. Well, Derek Van Orten, and I'm not going to say allegedly because he's basically confirmed that this is true. He walked through the rotunda and encountered these kids, these high schoolers, these teenagers, and started to verbally berate and verbally abuse them using the F word several times, using the S word several times, calling them jackasses, lazy, and to get up off the floor. And we've read the transcript. And so what happened was one of these kids was smart. And as soon as this occurred, the kid wrote down verbatim what Van Orten said. And this got to the press. Well, Van Orten has not denied the accuracy of this transcript. Not denied any of it. He simply says he did it to, his excuse then was, oh, I was protecting the valor of dead Union Civil War soldiers, some of whom are buried under the U.S. Capitol, which is false. All right, number one, that's a lie. The U.S. Capitol was used as a field hospital, partly for the Civil War. There are no U.S. soldiers buried underneath the Capitol. And so Van Orden's kind of excuse is just bunk, all right? He was supposed to meet, and then the whole thing got, well, you know, the Republicans tried to spin this that, oh, Van Orden's being attacked for having alcohol in his office. No, that's not what it's about at all. As we've discussed before, it's not unusual for a member of Congress or even the state legislature to have maybe a bottle in the office or a six-pack in the office. I would not call it common in my 25 plus years in politics to have cases or bottles of liquor in an office. Not usual. But that's not what this is about. And again, we cannot prove whether Van Orten was legally drunk or not. He hasn't said either way. He simply admits to having a couple of beverages before this happened. But this is not about Van Orten having alcohol in his on his office. What this is about is a United States congressman, a member of Congress, a Navy SEAL, or at least a former Navy SEAL, encountering high schoolers and getting up in their grill inches from their face and using profanity continuously and verbally abusing kids. He was supposed to have a press conference back in his district on PFAS, you know, for water. I believe in the town of Campbell, just south of La Crosse, last week. He canceled it at the last minute. Didn't want to be exposed to tough questions. Well, now it comes out last week, courtesy of the Wisconsin Radio Network, great writer, great reporter, Bob Haig, from last week, saying a member of Wisconsin's congressional delegation wants a colleague to release video footage of a third House member behaving badly. That'd be a great name for a reality show, Mr. Summers. House members behaving badly. Democrat Mark Pocan, here in Madison, sent a lengthy letter to Janesville Republican Brian Stile, who chairs the House Administration Committee, regarding the allegations against Republican Derek Van Orten. So here's what happened. This is smart, right? And both sides should want this, quite frankly, to get the truth out there. Mark Pocan has written to his Wisconsin colleague, Brian Stile, who chairs this committee, the House Administration Committee, and has requested the video footage because we all know there are cameras in the Capitol, particularly the rotunda, and we know this because, of course, House Speaker, Republican Kevin McCarthy, released hundreds of hours of video footage from the rotunda from January 6th and gave it to Tucker Carlson at Fox News. We know this happens. We know that Republicans have set a precedent of releasing this video footage. So Mark Pocan says, hey, we know we got it. So let's just get the truth out there. Let's release this video footage and see if, in fact, Derek Van Orten was getting inches from the face of these kids, these minors, and up on their grill. And let's see how bad this really was.
And it goes both ways, too. Maybe those kids were actually, I strongly, highly doubt this, but maybe those kids actually were being disrespectful. And they were laying on there, rolling around in mud and dumping alcohol of their own on the ground. Or I don't know, something that they should not be doing.
My guess is no, but yes, to your point, both sides should want this.
Yes.
Because let's just get the truth out there. So Congressman Pocan wrote this great letter to Congressman Brian Stile of Janesville. And here's the kind of the money paragraph or line in this thing. Pocan writes to Stile. He says this, quote, as the chairman of the House Committee on Administration, you have already provided security footage to members of the public, including the media. In fact, in February of this year, you provided over 44,000 hours of Capitol surveillance footage to the insurrection from the insurrection on January 6, 2021, to then Fox News host Tucker Carlson, and stated at the time that the move was made in an effort to be transparent and that, quote, the majority is focused on accountability, transparency, and restoring the people's trust, unquote. That is beautifully written. Because what's Congressman Stile going to say? He can either say, yes, I meant what I said when we did it for Tucker Carlson, that we want to establish accountability, transparency, and restoring people's trust, or actually, I didn't mean that.
See, here's the thing. We knew when we sent it to him that he would pick 5 minutes out of 44,000 hours where people are just kind of walking around.
Right. So I love the fact that Congressman Pocan has written this letter to the chairman of the House Committee on Administration, Brian Stile. And we're going to see, so far, apparently no news. No news. Do you think that Brian Stile should release the videotape? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Should we be allowed, the public, to see the tapes of Congressman Derek Van Orten? Should people in Eau Claire, in Chippewa Falls, in La Crosse, in Amory, in Richland Center, in Platteville, in Boscobel, in Prairie du Chien? Should people, the constituents of the 3rd District of Wisconsin, should they be allowed to see the public footage of their congressman and how he behaved in front of teenagers in the U.S. Capitol? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I think absolutely. I mean, if Brian Stile doesn't have the chutzpah to release this, he's just a chicken, you know what? I mean, just a partisan pansy. That's what he is.
You're right, but it's so easy to get out of that nowadays.
Well, that's why we're here.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's just trying to, and again, it's about the truth. To Mr. Zahmer's point, maybe there's something in there that could somehow defend Congressman Van Orden and say, yeah, those kids are kind of schmucks. My guess is no.
Maybe he should just be an adult and say sorry.
Right.
And be like, hey, you know what? This was uncalled for. I shouldn't have acted this way towards anyone, let alone children. Maybe I drank too much. I am not going to drink during my work day anymore.
That could be helpful. What do you think? Should the tapes be released? And remember, these are public tapes. Under the control of the U.S. House of Representatives, should these tapes of the in the Capitol, in the rotunda, of Derek Van Orden verbally abusing teenagers be released? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go up to Spooner, Wisconsin. Beautiful Spooner. Paul in Spooner, we appreciate you listening and calling in. What say you?
Well, of course it should be released. I mean, the Family Values Party should be behind this and say we support everything and we support transparency, and there we go. This is how we behave.
I think that's
been drinking.
You just made a great point, Paul, because again, what do we hear? That many of their stances on abortion are about quote unquote protecting kids. Should they want the same protection for kids that are already born?
Rarely they don't.
I don't know. I that's a great point, Paul. And I appreciate you listening. Are you listening to us on the app or over the air?
Over the air out of Chippewa Falls.
Great. Beautiful Chippewa Falls. Our new station up there, WCFW The Tap in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Appreciate you, Paul. Thanks for listening and thanks for joining us. Great call. That is a great point by Paul. That should the party of so-called family values want to make sure that these kids, this is the thing that gets me as a former Republican, that for years I heard it preached to me that this is a party that cares about family, about kids. But time and time again, as we have seen over the last few years, it's gotten only worse, that all they care about or seemingly care about is making sure that kids get born. And by golly, once they come out of the vaginal canal, you're on your own.
And also with family values, let's say you have two dads. Oh, well, that means you're going to be a terrible person and they're un-American. But if your dad gets drunk and yells at you and calls you nasty things, that's fine.
Right. I mean, if you're the Family Values Party, you care about kids when they're born. You care about taking care of them, their health care needs. And for goodness sake, you care if a United States former SEAL, a congressman, attacks him in the Capitol. Back after this, more after this on the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin? The great state of Wisconsin!
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
93.5, The Tap.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock coming up. In the 2 o'clock hour at 2:30, our friend, and now we'll call him ongoing contributor. I hope he doesn't mind that. We're honored each and every time he comes on. I'm going to try to catch up with John Roach about once a month here on the show. So John Roach, a writer, a screenwriter, a novelist. I call him a Renaissance man, John Roach, because there's really nothing that I don't think he can't do. And he's good at almost everything he touches, in my opinion. And he's just a chill dude. He's lived a great life, and he has great perspective. So catching up with writer, author, and screenwriter John Roach in our 2:30 segment in hour number two. Right now, taking your phone calls, taking your texts. Mark from the SAC, you are with us, and somehow he got cut off. So if Mark is listening, please give us a call back, Mark. Not sure what happened there on the line. Asking this question that Congressman Mark Pocan, here in the Madison area, Mark Pocan has written an official letter to his Wisconsin colleague, Congressman Brian Steil, Republican from Janesville in the 1st District. Congressman Brian Steil, chairs this House committee, which has oversight over the actual buildings, the House Committee on Administration. And Congressman Pocan has asked Congressman Steil to release the videotape of their fellow Wisconsin congressman, Derek Van Orten, from Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District along the Mississippi River, release the video footage from the Capitol Rotunda that shows Van Orten having this encounter with kids, Senate pages, high school kids, where he does not deny that he used the F-bomb and several other swear words in verbally berating these kids for taking pictures on their back in the Capitol Rotunda. Mark Pocan wants Congressman Steil, to release this video footage. He asked him last week, and so far, no response. Should the video footage be released? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We welcome in Mark from the SAC. Thanks for calling back, Mark. What say you?
Absolutely release the tape. That it's just ridiculous that it hasn't been released so far. That if this would have been a Democrat that had done this, it would have been up the next day. That's the absolute hypocrisy of these men and women, and it seems now that it's hypocrisy on both sides. But let's face it, that this guy, he's a loose cannon. That he likely violated the rules when he was beyond the barriers that were set up outside the Capitol. So he was participating in the insurrection, even though he didn't go in the building. He was part of it, part and parcel of it. And he's just it's just criminal behavior, as far as I'm concerned. And that that he was engaged in then, and what was he did with these kids was not criminal behavior, but it's certainly just beyond the pale.
Well, I thought that Paul and Spooner had a great point about this is supposed to be the party Republicans of family values. Shouldn't they be concerned about the kids? Wouldn't they want to know that if kids are being verbally abused?
Well, the whole problem is that violence doesn't apparently violate family values when you're either swearing at kids or let's face it, how many decades ago was it they actually made beating your wife illegal?
Yeah.
I mean, that it wasn't that long ago that it was still legal to physically abuse your spouse. I mean, that it is just something that still hasn't been addressed, and the man needs to be called to account for it. We need to see that video, even though, and he could lay everything to rest by having it released.
Exactly.
He'd say, well, see, it wasn't all that bad, you know, but it was that bad. Clearly, it was all that bad. That's why they haven't released it.
That's my feeling, too. Mark from the SAC, always appreciate my
Thanks,
friend.
Brother.
Yep, thank you for calling in. You can be like Mark. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. You can give us a call or text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it for your favorite Apple and Android device. Simply type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download it. It takes less than 30, we'll call it 1 minute, but it is free. That's what Gail King calls a deal. From the text line on WMDX here in Madison, listener asking, is there audio to go with the Derek Van Orten videotape? Short answer is, I don't know. My guess is probably not. I base that on a couple of things. My time at the state capitol, to my knowledge, there's only video on those cameras at the state capitol, not audio. And to my knowledge, and again, I didn't watch all the January 6th hearing, but I don't remember a lot of audio being used at that. It was mostly video. But I could be wrong. That's a great question. We'll try to find out. But I'm not sure whether there is audio to go along with the Derek Van Orten tape. Also from WLCX, our brand new station up in La Crosse, the Eagle up there in La Crosse. Listener listening in, we appreciate that. They say yes, that absolutely the videotape should be released. Says Derek Van Orten is a proven bully. Hard to argue that one, because this guy has a pattern, you understand. He has also verbally gone after a teenager at a public library in Prairie du Chien, because during Pride Month, they had a pride display of books that were supportive of kids and people who are LGBTQ. Derek Van Orten goes nuts, starts berating this kid. The kids said they were terrified, use the word terrified, of Derek Van Orten. Van Orten goes ahead and checks out all the books but one, because somebody was actually reading one, and I guess brought him back. And this is what's really, this guy, he goes, he's part of a church who, if you look at their church platform, they're absolutely definitely opposed to LGBTQ people related to sinful practices. But yet he claims to be someone who supports LGBTQ kids. He, you know, straight, I guess, but in his own memoir, he brags about exposing some guy's balls to a female soldier, and then he checks out all the gay books. So I don't know. It seems, if that's the case, welcome, Congressman. Come on over. The water's fine. I'm sure Mark Buchanan would love to welcome you into the caucus. So I'm not sure what's going on with Derek Van Orten. I do know he has a pattern of bullying people and being a bully. And it's high time that we see this public tape in the Capitol Rotunda of Derek Van Orten going after these kids. Good job by Mark Buchanan, by the way. And Brian Stile. We're going to find out more and more about this guy, Brian Stile, who wants to pattern himself after his former boss and predecessor, Paul Ryan. But now, inside a week, Brian Stile, first of all, said that if Donald Trump is the nominee for president in 2024, that Brian Stile will support him. Paul Ryan says, no, I will not. Now, Brian Stile has a chance to release public tape showing what happened when Derek Van Orten verbally attacked these kids. We'll see. Does Brian Stile stand with Donald Trump and Derek Van Orten, or does he stand with Paul Ryan? Because you can't do both. Can't do both, Congressman Stile. Whose side are you on? We are on the side of the people. We are on the side of truth. We'll pursue that in hour number two. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.